Hello and welcome to another episode of Take Back Your Power with Caroline. All right, let me just do a bit of a recap because last week I was unable to do a podcast due to health conditions or health reasons. So in the first episode, I discussed the introduction and thereafter I did an episode titled Her Story, which was my story. Now tonight I will be discussing some of the red flags. So the title for this podcast will be Red Flags. Now, I've heard so many women make excuses for their abuser, like he only behaves like that when he is drunk, or he takes care of my financial needs and the household, or he only behaves like that when he is under the influence of substance abuse or intoxicated, or he only behaves like that when he is in company with certain caliber of people or friends. Or they even go to the extent to say, no matter what, he never physically abused me. Some would even say he's with her but he loves me, or he'll come back, and so forth. Now let me share some of the red flags that were right in front of me, but I acted oblivious to the fact, which later on led to dire consequences and a very long sentence, if I can call it that. So first, it started with my abuser's dislikes. For an example, my dressing. But it would be put in such a way that you'd start to believe that your abuser really cares for you. So for an example, I used to like wearing short skirts and like open tops and crop tops and low cut jeans, because when I met my abuser at the time, I mean, I had a good body and my belly was pierced, and like I didn't really see an issue with the way I dressed. But he would come up with all kinds of excuses, like it's not good for me to be dressing like that because other guys are going to look at me, or it's not appropriate because what if one of his family members sees me? And he would make up all kinds of excuses. So it starts off with things like that. Or your abuser would limit your visits or your phone calls with family and friends, saying he wants you all to himself. From being an outgoing extroverted person, I now found myself being an introverted, reserved person. I didn't even realize that I was slowly being stripped away of my personality, my bubbly, outgoing personality, my liberty, and most importantly, my human rights. Now, your abuser may start accusing you to justify their behavior. Your phone will always be checked and or broken. There were long periods of times where I did not have a phone, and you would think that would make the situation better because you're getting accused of chatting to other guys and calling up other guys, but instead it also makes the situation worse because now your abuser makes up all these scenarios in his head of your whereabouts for the day and he can't reach you. But it was actually him that broke the phone, so that's also another red flag. You won't be allowed to go to the shop or run some errands without your abuser constantly being around. Now, while some women are manipulated into thinking their partner is overprotective, this is in no way healthy. And rather, it is your abuser who is being overpossessive. So that is just something that you need to be able to differentiate from an overprotective partner to an overpossessive abuser. Now, my abuser wanted to control every single thing, from the way I dressed, to the type of music that we would listen to, the kind of movies we would watch, what time we should go to bed, So for an example, if he's tired and wants to go to bed, like say around 7 p.m., then it's lights out at 7 p.m. If he is asleep and I wanted to wake up really early, like on the weekend to do household chores, he would get verbally and physically abusive, saying that I'm disturbing him. Or like for an example, if he's asleep or we are hungry, now when I say we, I'm referring to my kids and I, sometimes even putting the microwave on is an issue because of the sound that it makes, and that would disturb him. So he would just like wake up in a fit of rage, coming to attack me. Or if I wasn't well and I wanted to sleep in, he would either verbally or physically abuse me. There was an instance where I was really sick the one time, and he just like woke up really early on that morning and just started putting on music like really loud. And how inconsiderate is that? You know, there's so many incidents and there's so many red flags, but I was so oblivious. And I want to encourage the listeners tonight that there is absolutely no excuse, whether it's a slap, a shove against the wall, pulling off the hair, verbal insults, body shaming, or anything that will question you as an individual. Those are red flags. And oftentimes, we want to put our partners, who are actually abusers, on this pedestal. And we justify all the signs that are right in front of us, all in the name of love. Stop doing that. Stop doing that. Love does not hurt. Choose you from the start. Choose you. By being able to look out for these red flags, or being able to differentiate from what is healthy and unhealthy, being able to highlight some of the red flags, that could save you a lot of heartbreak. That could save you a sentence of being imprisoned by your abuser. And I call it a sentence because if it was that easy to get out, people would just get out. But you are trapped. You are trapped physically, you are trapped emotionally, you are trapped psychologically. So it is a sentence, and not everybody gets out. And some people get out in a body bag, and this is the seriousness of ignoring the red flags or overlooking the red flags. So tonight I really want to encourage you to choose you. And if you are just starting a relationship and you're starting to see these red flags, then it's best that you leave now. Because the longer you overlook the red flags and the longer you stay, the harder it is to get out. So to the listeners out there, I really want to leave you with that tonight. Highlight the red flags, eliminate the red flags, and choose you. There is nothing worse than being trapped with an abuser. Heartbreak, yes, it hurts, but time heals. But being in an abusive relationship or in this sentence, it really does something to you as a victim or a victor. It changes you completely, and sometimes you may never get back that person before the abuse. The person you were before the abuse, you may never get that back. And it's really sad because not everybody is strong. Not everybody has the fight left in them. And some people are so manipulated and brainwashed by the abuser that they even become suicidal and they feel as though they have nothing left to live for. So before it gets to that point, because your abuser plays mind games, it's all about mind games, it's all about dominating you and controlling everything around you, and your whole life becomes about them. Before it gets to that point, get out now. We have come to the end of this episode. I just like to thank you all for listening. And tonight I will be playing out with Keisha Cole. And the title of the song is called Trust and Believe. This is the remix. Enjoy, peeps.
You don't deserve my love. You push me forward.